Hello. Welcome to another special edition of the Reed Report, NAREIT's weekly podcast, coming from the JW Marriott in Phoenix, site of Reed World 2016. I'm your host, Fulya Koçak, NAREIT Vice President for Environmental, Social, and Governance Issues. I've been talking with the sustainability leaders of the companies that won the newly announced prestigious Leader in the Light Awards for 2016. We're giving you the inside story on what these companies are doing to create short and long-term value through their cutting-edge sustainability programs. Today joining us is David Renard, Senior Director of Global Sustainability for Equinix. Hello, David. Welcome.
Hi, Foy. Thanks for having me.
This is the first time NAREIT has named a winner in the data center sector. Clearly, providing an energy-intensive service like data management poses unique challenges relative to other types of real estate. Although a company like Equinix touches almost everyone's lives with the provided services, there is very little direct interaction with the end user. How do you think that affects the way Equinix goes about approaching the concept of sustainability?
Well, although we're not a retail brand and customer-facing per se, our customers, or a significant number of our customers, are. Think about cloud companies, content companies, even governments, financial agencies, those types of things. So they are customer-facing, and we're in their supply chains. It's in order for them to make statements around their sustainability issues, their supply chain has to be sustainable as well. And so we take that role very seriously for all of our stakeholders. And I'd also like to say that although we operate a large global footprint of 146 data centers in 21 countries, the core value proposition of our business is actually interconnection. Our data centers are the physical places where companies locate to connect their networks to each other. I like to think of us as the physical manifestation of the internet.
David, before we sat down, you and I were talking and you mentioned some intriguing statistics about data centers and energy use. Can you share some of these facts with our listeners?
Yeah, sure. I also did some work in the commercial real estate industry, and so something that I found interesting was the difference in energy intensity. So, for example, Equinix has a rough square footage globally of about 6 million square feet, but we utilize over $350 million worth of energy every year. It's about $58 a square foot on average, much different than your profile of a normal Class A high-rise or a retail mall or any other type of REIT facility in general. That equates to about 3,000 gigawatt hours of electricity consumed on an annual basis. And I also wanted to touch on our renewable energy pledge in a bit more detail. It is a 100% aspirational goal. At the end of this year, on average for 2016, we've accomplished 41% renewable energy on average globally. And at the end of this year, as of December 31st, we will have enough energy being generated on our behalf to cover 50% of our global consumption.
That is quite incredible. And you also mentioned that Equinix made a long-term pledge to power its entire data center platform with 100% clean and renewable energy. I'm just curious to know, why did you make such a decision?
Once again, I think this goes back to our customer base and really creating a shared value for more than simply customers, but our entire group of stakeholders, whether it's shareholders, customers, employees, et cetera. If you take customers, again, many of our customers are in the cloud, networking, IT space, big data, Internet of Things, those types of areas. And many of them are very customer-facing. And they have similar goals. They have not only renewable energy goals, but carbon neutrality goals. And even if you look into the Fortune 500 and many enterprise companies, they have similar goals. And again, they're our customers. And unless we do our part, they cannot claim that their entire supply chain is sustainable.
I hear you. And I know that you serve not only in the United States, but in 20 different countries. I'm curious to know if that makes a difference in your approach in every one of these countries, or do you consistently implement similar strategies all over?
Yeah, we're in 21 countries around the world, on five continents, and it is very different around the world. It's regulatory is different. The products that are available are different from a renewable energy perspective. The expectations of governments and of employees vary from place to place. And the maturity of the markets that we work in at various levels, whether it's regulatory or renewable energy, et cetera, varies from place to place. And so we do have different strategies in how we go about doing business there. But it all comes back to that one principle of shared value, which is delivering both business and social value for all of our stakeholders. And so whether we need to start small in one location or we can go with a bigger play in another location, we tailor our strategy for the areas in which we operate.
You mentioned that your customers are demanding clean and renewable energy. I'm just curious to know, if you don't mind, who are your largest clients?
Well, the customers you might think of that would operate within an Equinix data center and use our colocation services, you think about companies potentially like Netflix, like Uber, like Google, Facebook. And then you go into financials. You think about stock exchanges. Think about companies like Etsy. Think about those types of even Amazon, AWS, Amazon.com. Those, any company, digital company, that needs a diverse global footprint needs the interconnection services to connect not only to various networks locally and globally, but also to their peers for business-to-business reasons, could find value and do find value from operating within an Equinix data center.
David, thanks again for joining us today, and congratulations again on Equinix's big win.
Thanks, Paulia.
And thanks to our listeners for joining us, and stay tuned for more conversations with the 2016 Leader in the Light Award winners.